Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. A new report says Ireland needs to be climate neutral by 2050 at the latest. The first climate change assessment found 16 of the 20 warmest years in Ireland happened since 1990, while it also says extreme temperatures and heavy rainfall events can be linked to climate change here. One of the authors of the report is Conor Murphy from Maynooth University. He says the state needs to do more to hit its emissions targets.
A key goal of the Irish Climate Change Assessment is to synthesise essentially the Irish research, the international research that's relevant to Ireland, to provide a very firm consensus about our understanding of how climate has changed, what we need to do in order to realise the national objective of a climate neutral and climate resilient Ireland by 2050 at the latest.
Any decisions to reduce carbon emissions will be felt for generations to come. Conor Murphy says more needs to be done.
Reducing greenhouse gas emissions, carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases across agriculture, electricity, transport, etc. is crucial. We need to see a carbon neutral Ireland by at least 2050 at the latest. But we also need to adapt to the impacts of climate change. Recent extreme events from drought in 2018 to the recent flood events highlight our vulnerability and exposure to climate change.
The head of Ireland's National Parks says we are the last generation who will be able to put plans in place to tackle climate change. Niall O'Donoghue made the call as the fourth National Biodiversity Plan was launched. It warns more than 50% of native Irish plant species have declined in the last 20 years, and 30% of our semi-natural grasslands have been lost in the past decade. The Director General of the National Parks and Wildlife Service says we don't have any more time to waste and the new plan will help us get started.
We are the first generation to have the tools to demonstrate to us how severe that crisis is. But also we're the last generation that can do anything about that. And that is a sobering thought. So the time for action is past. The time for action is now. We have made significant progress, but we need to pick up our game. And this is what this fourth National Biodiversity Plan is about.
Ecosystems are being thrown into chaos because of record January temperatures. That's the warning from environment journalist John Gibbons, who says record greenhouse gas emissions are a main factor to this. Parts of Europe are hitting record January temperatures in a warning of how quickly climate change is progressing. John Gibbons says this summer may see even more records broken.
Every year we'll throw up a certain amount of variability, but the underlying climate signal is increasing. We know, for example, that compared to, say, this time last year, there's an extra 40 to 50 billion tons of heat-trapping greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. 2023 was the year in which the greatest amount of greenhouse gases in human history were released into the atmosphere.
Meath County Councillors this week voted to adopt the county's Climate Action Plan. Under the Climate Action and Low Carbon Development Act 2021, the council is required to prepare a local authority plan with a target of 51% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and also to reach climate neutrality by no later than the end of 2050. The plan was adopted following months of consultations and public meetings, which finished on January 8th, with 9 decarbonising zones being identified, including Navan, Ashburn and Kells. Speaking after this week's monthly meeting, new Chief Executive Kieran Keogh praised the ambition of the council.
Very happy today that in my first council meeting that we adopted such an ambitious climate action plan for Meath. Like I said at the meeting, we've identified 9 decarbonising zones for the county. Most other authorities maybe have one, if any. And I think that shows the level of ambition that we have to have for the county, because we have to make sure that our county is the best it can be for current and indeed future generations.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/ours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.